As the election approaches, the machinery that makes democracy work has been running a lot faster. Its wheels may be spinning most furiously at Capital Offset Printing in Concord, where lately the lights have been on well into the night. Inside, hulking metal presses with names like Speedmaster, Clank, and Whirr. Most of the time, Capital Offset makes its money producing high-end art catalogs and private school quarterlies. But for several weeks every election season, all the attention is on filling this one big order for the state of New Hampshire. Clustered in various places on the cement floor are shrink-wrapped pallets of ballots. In fact, Capital Offset prints every ballot used in the state, about 722,000 of them. The process starts after the primary when the votes have been tabulated. The Secretary of State's office produces ballot copy for every single town. Diane Stewart is Capital Offset's vice president. She's been working with Assistant Secretary of State Karen Ladd on ballots for a long time.
22, 24 years. Karen and I have worked together for over 20 on elections. We're fast buddies, day and night.
Stewart lives in California now. Her son Jay runs the company. But she comes back every time there's a ballot run because she knows the process so well. Stewart and Ladd proofread copy over and over and over again. Ladd says they can't be too careful.
Oh, it's very important. Everybody who's a candidate wants their name on the ballot. They want it spelt correctly, and it's our job to do that.
Even so, Stewart says, things happen.
There's always an issue. And this year, of course, we were waiting for the ballot law commission to rule. They ruled on having Ralph Nader on the ballot, and Granny D went to court to change her name so that she could be known on the ballot as Doris Granny D.
And nature can intervene.
Unfortunately, someone may die during the process of the ballots being produced. Obviously, that person can't appear on the ballot, and there's a scramble to reprint ballots. Almost every election it happens. It's uncanny.
Once the copy's ready, the ballots are typeset. The paper's positioned, inked, scored, cut, and wrapped. It's a job that requires precise calibration. Even with all the details involved now, Diane Stewart says one development made the work much easier than it used to be.
Computers. We used to use typesetting in the really early days that we'd actually take pieces and paste up ballots. It was an incredibly laborious time. It's much, much easier now.
But Karen Ladd adds there's one area where computers probably won't be taking over anytime soon.
The Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, is very adamant about having a paper trail when voting. If we go to a computer system in the future, which I don't know if we will, there will be a paper ballot produced as well for recount purposes, as well as, you know, checking for fraud, that type of thing.
Once the ballots have been used, towns have to hang on to them. If there's a recount, the Secretary of State's office collects them. Otherwise, they stay in town for 60 days, after which Ladd says they're no longer the state's responsibility.
We ask them to either burn them or shred them, not to just throw them away. But I really don't have any idea what they do with them.
Ladd and Stewart agree they'll know they've done a good job when Election Day rolls around and no one can say they were left off the ballot.